You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
New 103.7 and Charlie and Debbie teaming up with Lebo's, as always this time of year, for our Santa Claus hotline. Mom and Dad, the number, 704-227-8761. And you may need to help the little ones out.
My name's Callie. Guess what?
Okay, right there.
Guess what? Zane, I got some scoop for you.
Don't know where we're going.
The elf and Rudolph ain't listening. They're still eating lollipops. And when my mama called to get my present, Rudolph and the elf asked for a lot of apples, and then he started licking our screen for lollipops, so they ain't listening.
Okay, so
the Rudolph and the elf are in trouble.
Right. I think this is an elf on the shelf kind of situation.
They're licking lollipops and asking for apples.
There's been some mischief. And this little one just wants to let Santa know.
Yeah, they're misbehaving.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, look, I'm on the good list. But maybe these two are not. Not one request for a gift. Nothing. Just tattling on the elf and the reindeer. Nice.
I want my Christmas present.
Well, you might as well ask for one.
Yep.
And a Christmas tree.
Because you can't have a present under nothing.
And on the window, back with Zippy and tinsel. And then I want a big truck, a big monster truck with a hook on it. And it pulls a bad guy with a monster truck that has a merch show with it. That's it.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye. Love you.
I love that call.
Yeah. Hey, look. I want a present. I want a tree. And then I want a big old monster truck with a hook.
Pulls a bad guy.
Pulls the bad monster truck. 704-227-8761. Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
It's a college student named Kelsey Hall who told her Twitter followers that if she got at least 1,000 retweets, she'd wear a Christmas tree costume to class for the rest of the semester. Didn't take long. University of Alabama students' social media got enough attention, somewhere around 20,000 retweets. And so until Christmas break, which worked out to be about a week and a half, Kelsey will have to be dressed as a Christmas tree at all times.
So what's in it for her? Just getting all those attention?
I guess, but you know, you wind up having to look like a dork wearing your Christmas. This is one of those times where your mouth writes a check that your body eventually has to cash. I have experience with this. Once upon a time, we were doing the radio show. Debbie is a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. I would rather someone poke me in the eye with a fork than root for the Dallas Cowboys.
We can arrange that.
And they were on a bad streak. And they were the defending Super Bowl champs. They were on a bad streak. And I went on the air and said, not only do I think your team is terrible, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and I will shave my head if they do. Didn't think anything about it. We turn off the mics. Debbie looks at me and says, you realize what you just did, right? And I said, what? She says, you're going to have to shave your head. I said, there's no way your Cowboys are going to make the... They're two games out right now. There's no way. They went on to win the Super Bowl.
It's a good year.
The Blind Horse Saloon in Greenville, South Carolina turned one with me in the middle of the dance floor with shears on my head becoming bald. Mouth wrote a check. Body had to cash. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. When did your mouth write a check that your body had to cash? When did it get just a little too big and you had to pay the price? 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762.
1998, Coca-Cola
stage up there at Speed Street.
Yeah.
I'm a little yuppie working at Hollett Myers Furniture in Lancaster, South Carolina, credit manager. Your radio station came on there and said, what would you do to meet Dale Earnhardt Sr.? So I'm sitting there for a little bit, and I said, well, I would shave my head. And didn't think nothing about it. About 3 or 4 hours later, your radio station called back, and they said, well, what time can you be up here? Got up there on the Coca-Cola stage, and there was three of us up there. There was one guy, he was a paramedic, and what he was going to do, he was going to swallow 7 goldfish for every championship that Earnhardt had ever won.
Oh.
And then I would shave my head, and then as long as Dale Earnhardt signed my forehead. And then they had a little 91-year-old woman up there, and she was all she wanted to do was sing King of the Road. Well, back then, I thought I was the stuff. You know what I mean? Little Tommy Hilfiger pants and all this other stuff. And then for me to get up there on stage and for them to shave my head and then go back to work the next day, and then I had to keep that little autograph on my head for a while. So I kind of didn't think that you all were going to call back.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
There are more than 41,000 of these across the country. What?
It's a lot. More than 41,000 of what across the country? What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hi, I was calling about the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, there are more than 41,000 of what across the country?
Is it gas stations?
I imagine there's a lot more than 41,000. I mean, that sounds like a big number.
It does sound like a lot, though.
Yeah, but no, that's not it.
Do you have an answer for the smartest person in the QC?
No, ma'am. What you think?
Rest areas?
That actually makes good sense, but I do not think that's... No, I was thinking, okay, interstates and all that. Yeah, yeah, no, but that's not it.
Oh, man. Hi, I think I'm the smartest person in the QC.
We shall see.
All right, there are more than 41,000 of what across the country?
Pardon?
The question was, there are more than 41,000 of what across the country?
I'm
going to
say Christmas tree farms.
Ah. Good try.
Perhaps not quite as smart as you thought you were before you made this call.
Oh, my. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the answer to the question McDonald's?
That's a pretty good guess,
though.
That is
though. Now just making me hungry.
Yeah. No.
I'm calling in with a guess for the smartest person in the QC.
There are more than 41,000 of what across the country?
Cell phone towers.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
I see these in grocery stores more than anywhere else.
Yes.
Now, there are other places.
Yes.
Hi, yes. I wanted to see if I could answer the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, there are more than 41,000 of what across the country?
Is it payphones?
I got to be honest with you. I'd be surprised if there's 41 payphones across the country. 41.
I know.
Every time I see one in a movie, I'm like, wow, that really dates this. In fact, I was flipping through HBO just the other day, and I think the movie was actually called Payphone.
Yeah, there was a movie.
With Kiefer Sutherland off camera as a voice to Colin Farrell, and Colin Farrell can't get out of the payphone booth.
Right.
You laugh at it now. You're like, what is that? I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yeah,
I have an answer for the smartest person in the QC.
There are more than 41,000 of these across the country. What?
Redbox movie rentals.
You know, I remember when those first came out a few years ago. You talk about multiplying. They're like rabbits.
Yeah.
41,000. Yeah. Jeez.
Very convenient.
Who is this?
This is Ron Consalvo of Rock Hill.
Step into the spotlight, brother. Tell us what we need to hear.
Hey, I'm Ron Consalvo, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Genentech and National Stroke Association. If you can't be sure it's a stroke, how can you be sure it's not? Call 911. Get informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
ESPN claims the Hidden Valley Ranch dressing keg has sold out. It was selling for $50. How did I not know that you could get a keg of ranch dressing?
A keg of ranch?
How magnificent is that?
That is a party.
Keg-o-ranch.
That's a lot of ranch, though.
Well, I don't know how big the keg was, but even if it was a pony keg, that's still a lot of ranch dressing.
I mean, wow.
So anyway.
It's a bargain at $50.
Will someone send me a memo next time there's a keg of ranch available?
Why can't they just make more?
I don't get that either. Yahoo News claims a life-size elf on a shelf named Zippy was recently stolen from a Deerfield, New Hampshire park. Zippy was last seen wearing a red onesie, a cap, and mittens when he was placed on a bench with sunglasses, an umbrella, and a drink. Cops have no leads. How hard can it be to find an enormous elf on a shelf?
Maybe nobody's looking.
And finally, this is funny to me because it's someone who played a prank on their mom and lived to regret it. A woman in Canada accidentally called police because her sons told her, "Yo, mom, dialing an extra one after 911, that would connect you with a tape message explaining whether police officers were tapping your phones. Mom will never believe that." Well, the woman hung up as soon as she realized she'd actually reached the police. However, officers, concerned there might be an emergency at the house, quickly showed up.
That's what they do, and that's a good thing.
Once inside, they discovered a reasonably sized marijuana growing operation.
Oops. If you've got that growing in your house, don't be playing around with 911. Really? Seriously?
I love how you're giving advice to the pot growers. Not that they need to stop growing pot, but if you do, don't call the cops.
Once that bell's been rung.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.